Today's program was brought to you by Union Beer. For more information, visit greatbrewers.com.
I'm Laura Stanley, host of Inside School Food. You are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey, welcome to Beer Sessions Radio on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Carboni from Jimmy's Number 43 and the Good Beer Seal. Today is Tuesday, April 21st, 2015. Today we'll be talking about the third annual New York City Hot Sauce Expo, our great beer sponsor, Lagunitas, and beer and festivals in general. Beer Sessions Radio is brought to you by Union Beer Distributors, supplier of world-class ales and lagers. If you have any questions for our guests today, you can live tweet at @beer_sessions. Maggie's tweeting live with photos and everything. Thanks for tuning in. We're here on heritageradionetwork.org. All right. Ann Becerra, also known as Ann Likes Beer. It's so great to have you back on the show.
Hello, my dear. Thanks for having me back.
So it's cool that you're on because the general theme of the show is that, you know, beer at festivals, because there's so many festivals you go to and some have some good craft beer and some don't. And one festival that we're co-producing is the New York City Hot Sauce Expo this weekend, April 25th and 26th in Brooklyn,
yep,
at the Brooklyn Expo. And Lagunitas is our beer sponsor for that. So that kind of set the theme for today. We've got a hot sauce maker in studio. We're going to be on the phone with a representative from Lagunitas. But for you, Ann,
yes,
you know, you've kind of been out there. You're doing some great media work.
Yeah,
people
are really
into it. Who are you writing for right
now? Right now I'm writing for Serious Eats and for Martha Stewart and a host of other places, kind of one-offs here and there. But people are all of a sudden really into beer. It's pretty great for us, you know. For so long it was like, beer, I don't think people really care. And now people are kind of knocking down all of our doors and want to know about it, so...
Yeah, and you just went out to the CBC.
I did.
Talk about Beer
first,
Fest.
Yeah, oh my gosh, wow. Yeah, that was my first craft brewers conference in Portland. Just got back. I'm still kind of on West Coast time, so if I'm a little slow to the draw, it's a good thing. But that was something. I mean, everybody was there from all over the country. It was just really inspiring to see how far this industry has come and how far it's going and the projections and the community. I mean, it was spectacular.
Tell me five breweries that you really liked drinking or running into or hanging out with in Portland, Oregon.
It's funny that you say hanging out with. I had a couple of things on the radar.
A lot of things happen at these festivals. Listen, it's not just going to a booth and tasting beer.
It's a conference. I mean, it is a festival to an extent. There's a lot of beer there, but these are professionals. This is for the industry. You know, I mean, there's keynote speakers, there's seminars, there's classes, there's tastings. So it isn't, you know, no one's there getting hammered and trying to... Well, I shouldn't say that. you know what I mean? That's not the only intention.
Pace yourself.
I'm not saying this because these are my boys, but the Lagunitas parties were to die for. They had two, daytime and nighttime. Some of the most incredible bands. We were dancing. There was, you know, people were live painting. And they auctioned off a painting. This company that was doing, they raised money to give insurance to musicians. And so they, you know, were painting live and everyone was watching it. They raffled off the painting. It was gorgeous. And you just to see the community out there is great. We went to Cascade for some of their barrel-aged sours. We drove out to Ninkasi and Eugene. So I was so blown away by them and their commitment to work-life balance and to their employees and to the, you know, environment. Just a lot to take in, but really, really exciting.
Well, that's a great scene. I do hope to go out there. Justin Kennedy, our co-producer, was out
there. Oh, I saw him for 2 seconds, patted him on the back and said hi as we were running to the keynote address because it was really early in the morning. But I did see him for like half a second.
And what are some other festivals you've been to?
Well, I will never miss Omegang BCTC, Belgium Comes to Cooperstown. It's just my favorite. I think it's just nice to see everybody from New York City in a more rural setting, you know, people that I'm used to seeing like in dark bars at night. We're swimming in the lake and we're going and go-karting and, you know, there's so many great beers and people really show out and bring some incredible things to the campsite. Like, you know, the the tent is wonderful, but what people bring in their own campsites and their own kegs and from their own breweries is just really where it's at. It's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you, those are two great ones. I mean, CBC is kind of the ultimate craft beer conference in America, and Omegang's Belgium Come to Cooperstown. You know, we've been there for 4 years. We're going back this year.
Nice.
And those are festivals that are built around the beer and events. So, but you know, talking about other things, food festivals and just music festivals. You don't always get good beer, and that's one thing we're trying to do with the New York City Hot Sauce Expo is, for the second year in a row, we're working with Lagunitas as our exclusive beer. And on the hot sauce side, the whole event is really built around, and I'm pitching it because it's a special event, and we really put a lot into it.
Beer lovers love hot sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's like hand in hand, right?
And on the hot sauce side, representing world-famous hot sauce, Graham Connolly, who's
hey, Jimmy,
how are you, man?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
I do think that beer and hot sauce go together really well.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Especially the hoppy beer. I love that hoppy, you know, a lot of these hoppy beers are going to be poured that intensify heat. So it's like, if you didn't get enough from the hot sauce here, why don't you take a double IPA? Yeah.
Well, the beautiful thing is that people's mouths are on fire. They think the beer's going to quench that, you know, take care of that problem. And it doesn't. So there you go. You know, you're getting more people drinking your beer, too. And, you know, it's a good thing.
At least the big IPA,
which
is awesome.
It's a good thing.
So how'd you get started making hot sauce?
Just being down at the beach, you know, it's very inspirational. We have a nice kitchen at our family's beach house. So we have a nice grill, and I love wings. So everything's on the grill, wings on the grill. And I just started fooling around with making various different hot sauces from various different peppers. There's a lot of farms down in South Jersey, Central Jersey. And, you know, we would try to go to the farmer's markets, pick up the peppers, you know, and just start fooling around with and experimenting in the kitchen and, you know, tossing wings into that sauce and with different various ingredients. And it just kind of blossomed from there. That probably started around 2002. And then the way the business started was we were planning a wedding for June 2013 in Long Beach Island, New Jersey. And
was it your wedding?
It was, yeah, my wife
and your wife's
wedding.
Here too.
My wife, Lindsay, is here. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
And we were trying to come up with a wedding favor because we planned the wedding ourselves, basically. And the way we were trying to figure out what to do for a wedding favor, I threw out the hot sauce idea.
Sorry, that's a lie. It was actually my idea.
Oh, my apologies.
Well, sit next to the mic, Lindsay. Come on. You're actually going to talk now.
But she came up with the name LB I Love Potion, and the sauce was such a hit at the wedding. You know, we had probably about 120 bottles, and people were just grabbing bottles upon bottles as they were walking out, and it was a huge hit. And then, you know, we had some money left over from the wedding, and I asked if, you know, I could put a few grand into starting an LLC, and World Famous Hot Sauce was born, and we came out with our first hot sauce, LB I Love Potion, which was the wedding hot sauce, and just kind of grown from there. And then, you know, thanks to you and Steve Seabury, you guys have been so you've embraced us, basically, as a bunch of newcomers into the hot sauce industry, a bunch of great people in that industry. And, you know, you guys have been great to us.
You guys vended last year, didn't you?
We did. We were there, and it was a really nice thing. And Steve was nice enough. He did a lot of morning television shows the day before the expo, and he asked me last minute for a few bottles of my sauce to put on these morning news shows, CBS and Pix 11 morning news. And so our products were right there, and we weren't even a year old yet. So
can we taste? Well, first let's talk about the beer. So First beer is Lagunitas Pils.
Classic.
What do you think about that, Ian?
What do I think about Lagunitas Pils?
You're serving at a bar, you know. Somebody's looking for a Pils. What would you tell them about this?
I can't explain how many people I've converted to good beer with Lagunitas Pilsner. It's one of the, I mean, it's just, you know, blind tasted. It's one of the few, I guess, classic, like true to style beers that they make, which I think is cool. You know, the fact that they do it as a Pilsner, which is a really hard style to brew. But it's great. It's crisp. It's clean, bready, you know, very, very refreshing. And I don't know of a beer lover that wouldn't at least appreciate this for what it is.
No, I love this beer too. So let's taste some of your hot sauce. And then next, let's pour the IPA. So you said that hops intensify the heat?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So let's down this pills because I need the thirst refresher.
That's a good thing.
Sweetness tends to tame a lot of, you know, a lot of spicy foods, and hops intensify it. So it spreads around the, was it capsaicin?
All right, capsaicin.
Yeah, capsaicin. Hashtag science. No, but,
Graham, what should we do first? If we're like, you know, at the Hot Sauce Expo, should we taste the hot sauce first, then drink the beer, or should we drink the beer first and then the hot sauce?
I would taste the hot sauce and then cleanse the palate with the beer. So we'll start with our first one with the original LB I Love Potion, which is just aged red habaneros, vinegar with a dried vegetable blend of carrots, onions, and garlic. And it's just a really nice, for people that are really into hot sauce, it's just a great table sauce. But for people who are amateurs at this, it's a really, it's a good medium heat habanero. And most habaneros are very hot to most people, and these we didn't put any seeds in our habanero hot sauce, so we want Whew. So it's very accessible and it's very tasty.
It's still spicy.
Yeah, it's out. It's definitely got a kick because it's a habanero. But
I know at the New York City Hot Sauce Expo, there's the Screaming Mimi Awards. Did you submit any of your hot sauces for the awards?
I did last year. I only had two flavors. I had the original LB I Love Potion, and then I had the LB I Love Potion with extra garlic, which is the same recipe, just more garlic. This year I entered the extra garlic and our Old Barney's Lighthouse hot sauce, which is Tabasco peppers, habanero peppers, salt, and vinegar. So it's very simple, but it's got a really complex taste on the palate, believe it or not, because there's people that still like Tabasco. But ours is way better because we just included the habanero peppers in it, which just makes it – it just takes Tabasco to a whole nother level.
And these award judging, there's categories. Like in beer, we have styles, you have lagers, IPAs. What categories did you submit – your hot sauce.
I entered the extra garlic into the habanero category and the Barney's into the pepper blend category. And then I believe we also entered for label art because we have a unique label design. It's very uncharacteristic of normal hot sauce.
Yeah, I think everybody should take photos of the Lagunitas label and the...
Yeah, we have a very we're nautical themed because we created original LB I Love Potion, you know, also to go with any kind of shellfish, raw shellfish, clams, oysters, king crab.
I could see this on a checkered tablecloth and
yeah,
right? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But
it's really you can taste every bit of. I mean, you taste the peppers and you taste the it right. tastes like it was freshly picked. It's not just a spice bomb.
We let the peppers age. We let them sit for a little while, so that just gives it a more rich flavor. And then the heat level is very moderate. I mean, how are you feeling on the heat level?
This for me is ideal.
Yeah, it's perfect for most people that aren't.
I love it. It's really. I mean, it tastes like a culinary thing, you know.
Not yeah, once it jumps spice. Up, you have to give us a warning, just please.
Oh yeah, no. It's all the next two are just going to be very slight increments over this. So we're not here to hurt people. We want to make nice, accessible, flavorful hot sauces. That's what we focus on. So
Ian, for me, like my tongue, it's a lot of heat on there. It's not quite burning, but I can feel right. the heat,
and it goes away fast.
What happens when I drink the IPA?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, you tell me.
It's right in front of you.
All right. I'm drinking the IPA after having the hot sauce, and there's a little prickliness. You know, maybe there's a little intensification of the heat, but otherwise it's kind of a nice pairing. You know,
cool. Yeah, next time you know, leave a little less time in between. A little pump.
Hey, you want another? You want another?
But are you drinking
cider?
Pills or are you drinking?
No, I moved up to the IPA.
Oh, you have it.
The
Lagunitas
IPA.
Great.
IPA.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then that's all you have to say about it.
Well, hey, listen, you know, and each person has their own, their own levels of what heat they like. Personally, I mean, obviously this is, you know, it's everybody has their own palate, I should say. But in theory, yes, hops will intensify a spicy food.
See, I was thinking if I had spicy food, I would be drinking beer.
That's what I do, generally. Yeah.
But you know, saisons are really great with spice. Wit beers, you know, different things that have a little bit more malt character. But again, it's... to each his own. There are no steadfast, you know, rules when it comes to this stuff. But just be aware that it's known to happen.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
And it does happen
that.
Quite a bit.
That's
mm-hmm.
pretty cool. Yeah. I like that. It's interesting how certain things interact with other things in general. But it's interesting to see how an IPA is interacting differently with chili peppers than a Pilsner or, you know, a wheat beer.
And do you guys have any of your potions? Any of your hot sauces in restaurants down the shore? Or
yeah, we do. We're up and down the island. Last year, we really got a lot of placement last year because it was our second summer there, technically. We started late in 2013 getting product to restaurants and shops, but a couple of hotels took us on last year. And this year, at the end of the year, I really went up and down the island. And we have generated a lot more interest. But a lot of the real big restaurants that are run by locals whose families have been there for generations mm-hmm. have embraced us. So the word has really gotten out about our product. So this year it's going to be stellar for us, I think. I'm going to have to make a big order after this hot sauce expo. So I hope we sell a lot.
That's great. I'll look for it when I'm down there in the summertime.
Oh,
how do you make your hot sauce? I mean, do you have someone that makes it, like an FDA?
Yeah, I have a co-packer. You know, we didn't really want to – we don't have the time to rent a test kitchen and cook it ourselves. I wish I could do that. And, you know, we have day jobs. And we found a great co-packer in the South, and it's a secret location. And, you know, they've worked with us, and they've been great to us as well. And they're the people that they produce all of our sauces for us. So, and they can turn, I can tell them I need this and they can turn it around in 2 to 3 weeks. About 3 weeks, I'll have product shipped back up to New York. And it's worth it because they get it in the South. I'm not saying up here people don't get it, but there's no co-packers up here yet that we felt comfortable working with. And I'm sure that will change in the next 5 years because the hot sauce industry is really spreading northward very fast. And the Hot Sauce Expo has proven that because the turnout last year was amazing. I mean, do you have any numbers as far as attendance goes from last year?
We're expecting at least 10,000 people.
Yeah,
10,000.
That's a lot. And last year was probably, what, about seven?
Probably close to that last year.
Yeah, it was a lot. Wow. We got slammed. For 4 or 5 hours, we got a push, and we were just slammed both days. So, you know, it was great. We loved it. Not complaining.
And what's the crowd like at a hot sauce? I mean, I know beer crowds, I know whiskey fest crowds, I know wine show crowds. What do you?
It was a lot of it was a lot of foodies because I also entered the Bloody Mary mixdown last year.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, this year we went to Europe, but you know, last year I was so gung ho because I'm a Bloody Mary guy and I think I make a really good Bloody Mary. So we entered the Bloody Mary mixdown. I didn't place. It was only 3 places for Manhattan. I did not place. They called me back because someone backed out at the last second. We placed very high, though. Maybe we were 4th or 5th. I don't know. And they invited us back into the competition. And this is a very cool story. The girl that placed 2nd overall in the finals wound up getting our garlic hot sauce on the Saturday and liked it so much that she changed our recipe to include our garlic hot sauce at the last minute and wound up placing 2nd overall in the Bloody Mary competition the next day.
Nice.
So we still kind of won in some way. That was awesome.
Can I make a suggestion while we're on the subject of beer festivals? If you were to come to Belgium, comes to Cooperstown and set up shop at 10 in the morning amongst all the tents with a Bloody Mary stand, you would be the king and queen of the world.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It would be. It's a camping festival.
Dream, make a good Bloody
Mary. It's a camping. We camp 2 nights, and I mean, everyone climbing out of their tents
in the
morning. I think that's...
You guys can go.
As long as I can wear a crown.
Obviously. Clearly.
It'll
but seriously, you know, that's a great idea.
It'd be Queen Bloody Mary.
We got a cool show going on right now. We're talking about CBC and Ann Likes Beer and Hot Sauce on Beer Sessions Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes. Okay.
Son acquired Union Beer Distributors, which was originally located on Union Avenue in Brooklyn, but has since expanded to its present location alongside the English Kills Canal in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Union Beer has grown dramatically in the last decade as the primary distributor of Anheuser-Busch products for Kings County, Brooklyn, through the hiring and development of the best people in the industry. In 2003, Union Beer acquired a powerful catalog of specialty brands, which immediately positioned them as the craft beer supplier to accounts in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. Union perpetually tweaks their portfolio to maintain the highest level of stylistic breadth with the most coveted brands available. Through the highest possible level of service, outstanding salesmanship of the ultimate lineup of brands, and a paramount focus on education on all levels, Union Beer has solidified its position as the only source for the best selection of beers in the 14 counties of southeastern New York. For more information, visit greatbrewers.com.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Beer Sessions Radio on the Heritage Radio Network. Hey, if you haven't heard, Heritage Radio Network is redoing the whole website. We're getting ready to grow for the next 5 years, and you can be part of that. Join our Kickstarter, heritageradionetwork.org. All right. We've got a special guest here, Ann Becerra. I know her as Ann Likes Beer. And a little, her bio here is pretty great. Ann Becerra has a very strong passion for craft beer and the community that surrounds it.
Seriously?
She was the first woman in New York City to become a certified Cicerone and has worked at the helm of the biggest beer bars in Manhattan, including Blind Tiger, The Ginger Man, The Pony Bar, and where now?
And also Taproom 307 on 23rd and 3rd.
So a couple years ago, we did like a beer brunch cocktail event at Jimmy's number 43, and you had an awesome beer cocktail, but it used hot sauce, didn't it?
It did use hot sauce, and I actually won that competition, which was funny because it was one of my first beer cocktails. I used a Dansk Viking Blood Mead, which is a honey wine from Denmark. Just 1 ounce of that with a smoked beer from Schlenkerla, a Rausch beer, and a couple dashes of hot sauce. So it was this sort of honey barbecue, just a kick of spice at the finish. And it was really, really delicious, very simple. But the idea of beer and spice together to me seems so obvious of a pairing. And now, you know, I wrote an article a few years ago about hot beers and spicy pepper beers, and now they're just blowing up, which I think is great. And we even brewed one with Empire, the Sweetfire, 2 years in a row, a chocolate chili imperial stout. So I'm seeing that so much more now. Ballast Point, Founders, you know, there's so many breweries that are incorporating hot peppers into the beer, and it's such a natural fit. Do you think maybe we could figure something like that out with, like, Carton or one of the Jersey guys? Maybe you could do a little collab?
You're on it. Hold on 1 second. We've got, as part of the New York City Hot Sauce Expo, Lagunitas is our sponsor. Karen from Lagunitas has called in. We're going to talk a little bit. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you doing?
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So we've been we drank your pills. We drank the IPA. Now we're on to the, what's the next beer? The daytime.
Daytime.
Paleo.
Mad session.
So, yeah, thanks for calling in. Do you want to say a few words about what you guys are doing and your involvement in the New York City Hot Sauce Expo?
Well, as you know, we're one of the sponsors there, and we're pretty excited about it. I'm not personally going in to participate in the event, but we're sending some people there, and we have a local guy out there who works the market for us and does events, so he's all pumped and ready to go.
Yeah, we love it. We're trying to talk about which of your Lagunitas beers would go best with hot sauces. We got Graham here who makes hot sauce in New York.
Hi.
Hello there.
And Ann Becerra, Ann likes beer.
Hello.
We're talking. So we tried the pills and the IPA, and now we're on to the daytime. What do you guys think would be the best beer so far with hot sauces?
I think our original LBI Love Potion would probably be the best to go with the beer.
Which of the Lagunitas beers?
Oh, which of the Lagunitas? I would say maybe the Pilsner. I would try to
because it's
go
really
with that
herbal
one.
Too. I mean, all those you know, the freshly picked peppers and that sort of herbal quality that comes out of the pills. I think,
but all this daytime well is really dancing on my palate too. So I would like to try it with both actually, and we could see what would happen. But I would go with the Pilsner first.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
So
I wish you could be here to taste some of these hot sauces.
Yeah,
you know, we're talking about them; they're so good. Or we need to get some wings in or something to kind of. Sparking my hunger.
I know. I'll have to have them grab some and bring it back to me.
Yes, I will send some home. Yeah. Get you some in the mail or get it to you somehow. So,
great. So what? Tell us what's new with Lagunitas, Karen.
Oh man, at this point, what's not new? So I'm sitting at the Chicago Brewery right now, and we're expanding the expansion. So that's pretty darn exciting. And as you probably are aware of, the second brew house was delivered, and that's nearly hooked up. Looks like we'll be brewing out of that in May. The second keg filler is here, hooked up any day now. That's going to go online. They're pouring and preparing the ground for more pads, for more fermenters. We've got 40 right now. We're going to end up with 120 total, so that's getting going. And every day that you come in here, it's something a little bit different, and we've been brewing some new and different beers, too, this year, which is kind of exciting. I think you might have had the High Westified.
You had that,
Ann? I just got a case of that.
Series that we're starting. I think we're going to make 10 of those beers in the 22-ounce format this year that's going to go out into different markets. That's pretty exciting.
I know that since you expanded Chicago, I think that was one reason why we talked to you about being part of the New York City Hot Sauce Expo. Are there other festivals that you guys are involved in around the country? And also, what do you think the role of craft beer is at these festivals?
Okay, what was the first part of your question?
Are there other festivals around the country that Lagunitas is pouring at or sponsoring?
How many?
Are there a few that you can name?
Oh, okay. Because it goes hundreds and hundreds. Yeah. Well, we do music fests and other fests. One of my favorites that maybe you guys might have a good time with, of course, is Bacon Fest. Everything bacon. Newport Folk Fest. So we'll be back out on the East Coast for that. Bonnaroo Hangout Festival. That's out down in the Southeast. Oh my gosh!
South by Southwest. Aren't you involved in that in some way?
We were at South by Southwest in Austin in March, where we did a couch tripping event down to South by, and then did a big concert, a day long concert down there. I was down there. That was the clouds broke, the rain stopped because it was so muddy, and it was the most gorgeous afternoon to be outside. It was like a little courtyard, and we were out there. So we make it a point to be where the beer is and then to be where the music is as much as we possibly can. So that's kind of our focus. And you asked, what about craft beer and the festivals? What part do we play? Was that the second
part? What you know, because a lot of festivals just have, like, you know, macro beers. You know, why should there be craft beer at music festivals instead of just, you know, a Bud or something?
Well, you know what? That's very interesting, because I have been with Lagunitas for over 10 years, and that has dramatically changed. Where we would want to get into some of the music festivals, but it would be kind of like a, you know, exclusivity deal with one of the big beers, and we just never had an opportunity. And what's happening is that the festivals are changing, and they're asking for craft beer to come in. So that is a pretty exciting change in that part of the industry. There's Chicago Gourmet, which is high-end food, wine, and everything, and they never had craft till 2 years ago, and we were the first American craft beer to even have a little stand in there. And then the next year there was more, and this year there's a whole huge area. And so it's the movement, you know, that we see as far as the growth in craft beer in consumers and their interest in the refrigerators at home and what they purchase, and also now in festivals all across the country.
Well, that's great. And another question. So now you guys are in Chicago. What's it like being in a whole other city? You guys started in California. You know, are you trying to be part of the Chicago community, or using that more of as a production facility to ship to the East Coast?
Well, as you know, because you've had Tony on the show, this is his hometown. Chicago is where he was born and raised, and so it is home to him. And so then starting the brewery out in California, that went well, and things progressed. And it's such a cool area. Some of the most beautiful parts of the country are out in Sonoma County. And there's definitely a little bit of a different vibe out there, right? You come to Midwest, you think, well, how's this going to play? Well, I have always kind of joked that I think that Lagunitas is a Midwestern beer that we brewed in California, because it had a little bit of a Midwestern mentality to the beer. And Chicago, the Midwest, opened up their arms and brought us in when the beer first got here 10 years ago. And now with the new brewery, it's even more so. It's interesting that the same concepts, the same culture, the same values work well everywhere. We were not a West Coast brewery. We were a brewery on the West Coast. So now we're a brewery on the West Coast and the Midwest. And it works great. We do a lot of nonprofit work, donations, fundraisers here. And we've been able to really just get to know some new friends here and enlarge our family.
All right. Is it true? Are you related to Tony?
I am. I'm his sister.
All right. That's cool.
I was
cool.
Born here too.
Family.
And I never left. I always tease everyone and said, well, you know, I wouldn't leave Chicago to come out to California, so you had to build me my own brewery.
All right. Well, you know, we're tasting some of the beers with the hot sauce, and I think so far we think the consensus is that hoppy beers don't go well with hot sauce.
Well,
is that,
no,
that's not
well.
The consensus?
No, absolutely not.
No?
It's just that understand that it might be amplified a little bit.
Intensified.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing, especially for people who like spice and for people who love hops. You know, I think it
right.
Can work. Absolutely.
It depends. Yeah, it depends on what you're looking for. It can ramp it up a little bit, but that sometimes is a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a very mild amount of pairing in my time, and I have paired some of the spicier foods with pills, and it's gone very well. I'm just a lover of the IPA, so I always have to try that with everything anyway. I haven't been too disappointed yet, but I'm kind of jealous. I'm sitting here looking at a table that's empty.
Well, next time you come to New York. But my favorite actually with a hot sauce is sour beers. It's something I've with spicy foods, and I do a lot of pairings. Often a good sour beer, like a Flemish Red or something, is really the trick. But I think the Europeans are a little ahead of us in terms of food and beer pairings. But what, are you guys doing any type of food or food and beer pairings at Lagunitas? Any program like
here?
That? Yeah, any kind of food program or food and beer pairing programs?
Well, we do out in California. We do beer dinners. And that's just something we've only we just celebrated Lagunitas Chicago's very first birthday yesterday.
Congrats.
Happy
only
birthday.
Been open for
congratulations.
One year. So that's something we're going to do here. We're going to start doing beer dinners here. But our executive chef up in our tap room in Chicago, he does a lot of cooking with beer. And so he is just phenomenal. So you'll have to make it out to Chicago sometime and be my guest up in the tap room and sample what he does.
Have there been any pairings that you said you've only done a few in your short time, but have there been anything that has really stood out to you, like is mind-blowing or kind of game-changing when it comes to beer and food?
You know, I'm a big salad eater, which makes it a little bit different when you think beer and salad. But I have found, and this surprised me, and it's the Pilsner that can be so excellent with salad. I just, in my own mind, never thought of it as a salad beer. Any of the beers being, good with salad in general. I don't eat meat, so that kind of limits me a little bit, mm-hmm. or chicken, or, pork or anything, so that was a game changer for me, where I realized, man, I could have a lunch salad in the daytime and I'd be all set.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, that sounds good. Lagunitas Pils with a salad. Hey, Karen, thanks for calling on. You're welcome to stay on with us. We're going to take a short break and be back and talk more about hot sauce and beer on Beer Sessions Radio. All right.
This one's called Kill Me in the Summertime by the Dead Stars.
Hey, welcome back to Beer Sessions Radio on the Heritage Radio Network. Again, if you haven't checked out our Kickstarter, go to heritageradionetwork.org. We're building a new website, take us into the next era. It's going great. We got over 30 shows on Heritage Radio Network, and I think Beer Sessions alone has 260 episodes, and we want to keep them archived. Yeah, and Ann's been on like how many, 10?
Something like that.
At least.
One of my lost every single time on my way here.
Yeah, and you're awesome. You're back. So Craft Brewers Conference, everyone calls it CBC. Is that the best gathering of beer people in the country?
It was really something. But I just have to really quickly tie this in, because 2 days ago I did a seminar for the Women's Chef and Restaurateur Conference. And it was, while we're on the subject of pairing and Lagunitas and Chicago, I did 4 beers with this wonderful cheesewoman. And that cheesewoman, I don't know what the proper term is, cheesemonger. But we did IPA, and they were all somewhat women-centric. But, the new Chicago brewery is set to be one of the largest production facilities in the country, and it's going to be shored up by a female head brewer. So just a little shout out to our girls, which I think is really, really cool and wonderful, and they're doing great things out of that. And then
cheers to the girls.
Yeah, man.
Girl power.
Well, girls is, maybe I shouldn't use that word, but I just think it's
so
really
Graham,
exciting.
Let's test the girls. Okay, let's test your next hot sauce and see how spicy it is.
The next one, it's a little bit of a level up. So basically the next one was just, we love garlic, so we just decided to add more garlic to our original LB I Love Potion recipe. And all of a sudden when we added more garlic, we're like, wow, it tastes like wing sauce, and of course we love wings, so here you go.
So he's just pouring a little bit on my finger, and I'm tasting it. I got my beer ready.
And the extra garlic, really, this is the crowd favorite it chose for us. Everybody loves this one. It's a little bit hotter, but not much.
Yeah.
But a tiny bit hotter. But the extra garlic really gives it a different flavor profile. And it's, like I said, at the shows, the people go crazy over this one.
I can see that with, fried crabs or seafood or different things.
Yeah, even on French fries. I mean, just put it on fries. It's amazing.
I like the extra garlic.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's better with it.
Yeah. That's.
And what category would you enter that in with the extra
It was,
broth?
Again, the habanero. It was just in a habanero category.
Sauce.
Yeah, it was just a habanero category because it's just more garlic into our original recipe. So it's good. You know, and in that way, when you're doing, if you're going to, you know, make your own wing sauce, then you don't have to add any extra garlic or garlic powder to it.
And I was saying that I like sour beers with spicy foods. This Lagunitas, a little something something ale. Is there some kind of wild yeast in there or any?
They're not wild yeast. It's brewed with wheat malt. So I know there's a little bit of that, like, thirst-quenching kind of bubblegum, you know, spice that comes with it that it would probably be ideal with hot sauce. I haven't tried that together yet, but I can see that it would
did
be
you
good.
Did you get some of it? The little something something?
Here,
let's pass it over. Because I thought this is actually my favorite beer so far with the hot sauces, the little something something.
Oh, nice. But yeah, it's great. It's
great
beer.
With the garlic. Perfect.
Because it's 7.5%. It's hoppy, but then there's whatever it is, the wheat.
Yeah, that
wheat
gives it that little hint of kind of fruitiness. Perfect.
Yeah, maybe it is. I'm a big fan of wheat beers with food.
Same.
Yeah, and I feel that if there's a little wheat in it, we can make a big statement. What's it called? A blanket statement? I said, give me a German wheat beer, and it'll pair with any food.
I feel like that about Belgian wits, too. It's just the spice and the citrus and the carbonation and the malt and the hops and the drying. I mean, there's so many elements, and you can really pick any element of a dish and any element of the beer and decide how you want to match it.
So far for the New York City Hot Sauce Expo, I hope they have the Lagunitas little something something, because that's the one I'm going to drink with hot sauce now.
Yeah, it's nice, nice flavor.
Well, I believe it's something something. Jimmy,
well,
we're gonna get technical here.
Say like in New York.
On the Lagunitas, let's talk about our dear friend Mark Slukic.
Slukic. I'm the only one that knows how to say his name.
So tell us about Mark.
You're welcome, Mark.
He's a cool guy.
Mark is basically not the Chuck Norris of the beer industry. That's not right. But like, if Chuck Norris had a chill brother, you know, and you could insert all those jokes. But with Mark, he is the man, and I wish he was here to hang out.
You want to hear the notes? I think he's listening. Mark, this is the notes about Mark. How do you say his last name?
Slukic.
He's a cross between Sam Adams, the original maltster, and the Big Lebowski. Super passionate about beer, and he comes across as a bit of a stoner. He was a salt of the earth kind of guy who knew his craft.
I'm calling BS.
And represented Lagunitas very well. So that's kind
of
cool.
He's great. Big I think he was one of the first, you know, what was he, the 10th or 6th?
Oh, instead of the Big Lebowski, he's the Big Lagunitas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dig it.
All right. And we had Karen on from Lagunitas, so this is a fun show. So keep going, Graham. You're great, right, man.
So we got one more hot sauce.
You're like
you guys
Mr. New York City Hot Sauce.
Yeah,
now.
You know, I'm trying to be the hot sauce king of Lowy Side.
You think you're going
to
win an award at the Hot Sauce Expo?
My label designer has already coined the phrase for me. He's already, you know, crowned me the hot sauce king of Lowy Side, which I always just tell him he's crazy. But we'll go on to Old Barney's, which is, if you like Tabasco, for Tabasco lovers, Old Barney's utilizes fermented cayenne peppers.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah, this
so
one.
So Tabasco, is in a category, is that considered like a Louisiana-style hot sauce?
Yeah, well, it's made by the Michelini family. Tabasco contains fermented cayenne peppers. It's not a cayenne pepper sauce, it's fermented cayenne pepper sauce. And they ferment their cayenne peppers, so it's but we also included habanero peppers into their recipe, so it's basically a tribute to them. So
is that
Tabasco
your thing, the
peppers.
Habanero peppers?
I'm a habanero guy. Yeah, of course. It's pretty obvious at this point. So we have Old Barney's Lighthouse Hot Sauce, which is Tabasco, habanero, salt, and vinegar. So,
all right, let's swap. Taste. You take this is the new one, the Lagunitas Undercover Invest Shutdown Ale.
Yeah, this might, if I were to blindly go into it, this might be one of my favorite pairings. Because you have that really rich caramelly malt, that kind of sweetness balanced with the hoppiness, and yeah, I'm excited to try this together.
Ooh, this is more of a Louisiana style sauce. It's a little on the front of my tongue. This one's a little.
It's sweet. Burns the vinegar. It's definitely hotter. It starts out sweet because the vinegar content's a little higher. So it starts out like a vinegary sweet,
yeah,
and then
creeps.
you get the Tabasco, and then you get the habanero, and then you feel it in the back of the throat.
It's like a little inchworm, a little spicy inchworm.
Yes, it really dances on your palate, and it really progresses with the flavor profile. So it's a nice.
So when you're designing a recipe for hot sauce, what are some of the things you're dealing with? You says you're fermenting peppers, there's vinegar.
It's just
ways you can.
You know, I was just. I mean, I came into this like not knowing a whole lot of things, but you know, it just came from experimentation. So and just cooking really, you know, just cooking peppers and adding ingredients. So you know, when you ferment the peppers, the cayenne peppers, it's just that's the Tabasco trademark. But, you know, and then we just, of course, added a habanero to it. So we basically took Tabasco, the elements of a pure Tabasco, and then just added a nice aged red habanero pepper to that. And then there you go. And then you get Old Barney's. And it just really made it nice because it starts vinegary. It goes to cayenne, and then it goes to habanero. And then, you know, you get a little in the back of the throat. So the heat level is a little higher. And, you know, it's actually – I was always a love potion guy in my Bloody Marys, and then when we developed the recipe for Old Barney's, I actually now use that in my Bloody Marys because it's actually is surprisingly a lot better.
And tell us again about your brunch cocktail that you won.
Oh, with
the award a couple of
years
ago.
Honey wine with smoked Rausch beer and a little hot sauce, just for the kick.
Yeah,
perfect. But what's funny about this, the way you're describing the hot sauce, is how I would describe the hops in this Undercover Shutdown, because it starts off sweet, it starts off malty and caramelly and nutty and all those flavors, and then it creeps to the back, and on the finish is that big smack of hops. So
right.
It actually plays, this is my favorite pairing so far, plays really well off it, and you think it's going to be calm on both ends, and then all of a sudden at the end you're like, oh,
so it's nice
is.
When things dance on
there
your palate. It's nice when things change and progress within your palate. And a lot, you know, the over the counter hot sauces that are available to us don't really do that. So this was kind of like a nice thing that just we weren't expecting, and it just kind of happened. Well, it just kind of happened.
This is one pairing where it's hoppier and the hops kind of make it explode a little more.
Yeah, it quenches them at first and then kicks it up at the end. Can I ask you a really embarrassing question? You can kick me out. Every time I do a beer interview,
you can't embarrass him.
Well, no, but I'm embarrassed. No,
you won't.
So
you won't embarrass me.
It's embarrassing for me, not for you.
No, that's okay.
People say, you know, am I terrible that I love XYZ bad beer? You know, and I'm like, no, it's fine. How bad is it that I love Frank's Red Hot?
Frank's Red Hot is. I grew up at Frank's Red Hot in our refrigerator because I'm half Italian and I was raised with my Italian side. So my grandmother always had Frank's Red Hot in the fridge, and
she made everything.
Shrimp fra diavolo. Her shrimp fra diavolo was made with Frank's Red Hot. So Frank's
did,
hot
it, what,
hot.
Did it blow you out hot, or was this like seasoned hot?
No, she seasoned it. I mean, the crushed red pepper was always on the table, and she cooked with crushed red pepper, and my grandfather loved it, and that was just part of her cooking. So I got used to it at a very young age.
Now I'm going to ask you why. Okay. Lindsay's here on the show. We're lucky to have you. Lindsay, do you like hot sauce?
I do now. But the story is that actually until I met him, which was many, many years ago now, I don't want to go there. But as a child, I was plain everything, plain, nothing touches on the plate. And my mom can vouch for that because she worked hard to keep everything separated on my plate.
What a good mom.
I know. Yeah, mom. But, you know, through exploring food and just through the whole process of making the sauce, making the company, I really had to expand my taste buds. And so the amount of heat I can stand now versus a few years ago is out of this world. And he can tell you.
She's up to
there.
Marie Sharp's Triple X. So
that's
she's
right.
Very, very impressed.
And yet she let you use your wedding money to do this together. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What a lady.
Yeah.
Well, he's, you know, I knew that this is what he wanted to do and he had passion for it. And I see him loving it every day, and, you know, how can I say no to that?
Thank you.
It's all about the love.
And though. They actually have wedding rings. It's kind of beautiful. Aww. They're really married. I love this stuff.
They're really
like
married.
American families making hot sauce, you know, the future, and brewing beer on the side, you know?
Yeah. Sitcom, American families making hot sauce.
Well, it's
a reality
good.
Show.
I hope
hot
not.
Sauce does not go with wine, unfortunately, so beer is definitely a better choice with that.
Yeah, you know that Anne here, Anne Becerra, loves spreading the word about great craft beer almost as much as drinking it.
You're so funny.
I have good notes for Maggie.
I can see that.
Because you're all over Martha Stewart now and some other things. And I'm so proud of you, too.
Well, thank you very much.
But, you know, you were at the Ginger Man for so long, and we've had you on the show.
I was there for a while.
But what was the first bar you ever worked at?
That.
Really? You started at Ginger Man?
Yeah, you know what it was? It was craft beer and beer in general was my hobby for so long, and it was something that I found through my love of food and wine and sort of cuisine in general. And I was like getting the world-class best of cream of the crop beer for what I could buy, you know, the crappiest bottle of wine or a subpar spirit. So it was like, oh, and then all of a sudden you get into it and you start to find Belgian beers and hoppy beers and these things, and it said, you know, forget it. When I decided to quit my job, my quote grown-up job, I never looked back.
What was your grown-up job?
I was in advertising and marketing, And I just, you know, quit for a while, drove cross-country, tried local beers across our beautiful Pacific Northwest, and came back and said, forget it. I'm spending all my free time and money doing this anyway. So
I'm going to read your CBC recap at some point, or maybe it's already out there. But where should I go in Portland? I'm going back. See, I'm going to Portland this summer. What are like the three breweries I should check out for experience?
Definitely go to Cascade. We actually drove up to Eugene, to Ninkasi. We drove to we went to a bunch of local places. I have them all written down. But I think something that's so great about Portland, we heard all the stats about Portland and Oregon and how, 46%? I could be off in my exact numbers, but 46% of the beer consumed in Oregon is craft, something in the 40-ish percentage, and most of it's brewed in Oregon. And those numbers, I mean, you heard the collective gasp at the CBC. I think in New York it's under 10 or 6 or even something smaller. And it's just people really care. And the idea that we were joking, like I couldn't swing my purse around without hitting a brewery, is so great. You know, it revives the community. It gets people excited. People care. They are knowledgeable. And just to be there in the spirit of everything was fantastic. I can't recommend it enough.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
I bet you're doing a recap, aren't you?
Yeah, I just have to assess my pictures and notes and figure out how I could remember it. No, it was really, really great. And we actually got a second to drive up the coast and go to the beach and kind of see the beauty of Oregon and the nature and all those aspects that just brought it all together. Because beer's great, but you got to have it in context. And that context was to die for.
That's great.
Beautiful.
All right, and now
take a little world-famous hot shake.
What is this?
World famous hot shake is a celery salt based seasoning with just cayenne crushed red pepper.
He just dusted some dust on my finger,
and we all just ate it blindly.
This is a key ingredient in my Bloody Mary recipe, but it's really good, and it's also a good shrimp and crab boil. So there
you know what's
go.
Funny? Our lead engineer producer Jack Inslee is here. We're talking about festivals and beer. He was at Coachella, day in the New York Post, I saw photos of like hot models dressed in new fashion, mostly suede. At the Coachella Music Fest.
You should have seen my outfits, man.
You tell me, Jack. But did they go around and like put dust on your fingers and stuff? Or like I just got like some spicy dust.
Of course they did.
This is a no judgment zone.
Of course they did.
Jack, tell us one special moment from the Coachella Festival.
Oh, man, there's so many. Well, the Outstanding in the Field team does a dinner there. So they usually do it at like beaches or sea caves and mountains. But they set up this big communal table like right outside the dance tent. So you hear all this crazy bass music, and then they serve you a 4-course meal with wine and beer pairings. Pretty weird, but awesome.
Well, I'll tell you, for all the press that got, I bet you had the best time of anyone. But for us in New York City, I would say I would take hands down the New York City Hot Sox Expo this weekend. We're very close to the East River in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. And guys like Brendan are going to come in and Graham, sorry. He's going to dust
it's
my finger.
Uncle.
And Brendan.
Yeah.
It's
my uncle.
And
alter
they'll
ego.
Be dusting my finger with these powders and hot sauces. And we're just going to lose our mind. It's called the Capsaicin High, isn't it? It's something like that, right?
Yeah.
Capsaicin High.
Wonky
and you get
from the capsaicin.
Yeah. You keep going.
Thing.
And guys like Pucker Butts and some crazy dudes. Kay Johns.
We were next to the Pucker Butt guys last year. And when they threw that banner up on the setup day, I go, really, Pucker Butts? And I was, but I didn't even go there.
So it's like my life. We read about Coachella, but we really go to the New York City Hot Sauce Expo.
Yes.
It's been a great show. We've even got some other secret Lagunitas reps here who brought us these awesome beers. I'll say, and I think you're right. This Lagunitas Undercover Investigation Shutdown Ale.
It's killer.
It's blowing my mind.
Killer.
But I would say for spicy
Google
food,
the
I like,
story too out there, listeners. It's pretty funny.
You want to tell us about it?
I mean, I could, but you know, I once in a while, I love the guys at Lagunitas. I'll do an event for them here and there just for fun. If they need my help, I'll do it. And I get, and just the few times I've ever done that, more questions about this undercover shutdown investigation than anything else in the brewery. And people just seem to love it. I'll just leave it at that and let people kind of look it up for themselves.
Well, my favorite beer so far with the spicy food, the Lagunitas Little Something Something. You know, a little bit of wheat, and
yeah, man,
it was great.
Yeah. Little something, something.
In close, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Union Beer Distributors who've helped to bring this podcast to you tonight. Thanks to Ann, Graham, Lindsay, and Karen for joining me here on the Heritage Radio Network, and Brendan, too.
And Brendan. Don't forget about him.
I'm Jimmy Carboni. Thanks to our
producers.
Thank you. Maggie Side and Justin Kennedy, our engineer, Jack Inslee, and thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on Beer Sessions Radio. All right.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.